Yeah, you can't. You have to wait on like fat shit waves. I'm not saying that Bell's Beach is a fat shit wave. I mean, that's up to other people to determine that.
How would you describe Bell's Beach?
Well, for one, it's a right-hander, so it's way down on the scale of good waves for me immediately.
Straight down
just
the bottom
off
end.
The angle that it breaks.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of dead area on the wave. So it looks to me like you can get busy out the back, like if you were to surf a right-hander, get a couple of turns going and then it fattens out and then you got to...
Is that like a little rest area?
I think it's like a rest area, yeah, because like if you've done a few solid turns out the back and then you get through to the dead section, and you want to rest your hammies, because your hammies and your quads, they build up a lot of lactate acid from those turns out the back on a long wave.
I've never felt my legs burn surfing. Really?
Yeah.
Nah. Because all I do is trim.
Oh, wait till you do it properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, oh, maybe a little bit, but not like, oh, God, my legs are sore.
Yeah.
That's how you know you're not surfing, eh?
Yeah, that's how you know that you're surfing.
Look at that, man.
Beach
WSL and they're advertising Clear Eyes.
They don't
advertise Clear Eyes anywhere.
But, hey, look, if you're going to
straight for stoners.
Straight for the
surfers.
No, the thing is that these aren't even baked in ads. These are ads for the region, right?
Oh.
So these are New Zealand ads that we're watching on this live
stream.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're New Zealand based. So someone in the advertising agency has said, look, can you place these ads where they're going to get the right view? So someone from the advertising agency has thought, oh, Clear Eyes, perfect. I'll put that ad into that stream of the surfing comp because we all know surfers are stoners and they love Clear Eyes.
But surfers get red eyes anyway.
Oh, yeah, apparently. Yeah, pterygiums. I think you get that from the sun.
Yeah.
Have you heard about pterygiums?
That's my best excuse. Oh, I've been surfing.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Oh, because you smoke marijuana, don't
you? Well, no, no. But it's illegal in New Zealand.
It is illegal in New Zealand.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why I've never smoked it.
No.
But pterygiums... So they're like a callus that builds up on your eyeball.
Okay.
Yeah, horrible thing from the sun. And I'm not sure.
Wow.
I've probably got them.
Like a little actual rough patch.
Yeah, a little rough patch.
When you
like
blink, you go...
Well, yeah, it's like sandpaper on your eyelids from your eyeball.
Ouch.
Yeah, and to get it removed, I think you have to get like a scalpel.
Slice it off.
They have to get a scalpel and just like scrape it. So...
Like mold on an avocado, where you don't want to go too much because the flesh is really good.
Yeah.
So you just want to get the mold off.
Or mold on bread.
Do you do that? That's brave. Because
or mold on cheese.
Or true.
Or yogurt. Or whatever, you know, just scrape it off.
Don't do it on yogurt. If it's on yogurt, it's too old. Dairy.
No, yogurt's the same as cheese. You can scrape mold off cheese.
True.
Because
they serve
cheese.
It moldy.
Blue cheese is literally mold.
Yeah,
it's
those veins.
Mold.
Yeah.
Yeah, the veins. The blue veins.
Yeah.
But anyway, what they get a scalpel and they get...
But yum.
Like that. Like that's what you hear because you're under... I don't even think you're under anaesthetic because they can't do it under anaesthetic.
Oh, yeah. Like
maybe a local anaesthetic at the most.
They just burn it off.
Yeah, they might have lasers, but from what I've heard, you had to scrape it off.
Mm.
They used to do it back in the old days with a shovel. Old shovel, rusty shovel.
Is that why you wear sunnies? Protect you from the sun?
No,
and getting...
I'm wearing these sunnies because... Someone's started to steal our identity as a podcast.
Who?
These American guys.
Who?
What
do you mean?
You know Sterling Spencer?
Yeah.
And his cousin Ryan Spencer?
Yeah.
So they've got a podcast.
What?
And, yeah, a surfing-based podcast. There's more than us.
Fuck.
Now.
Okay.
Well, we've obviously...
So we've got some competition.
We have competition now.
Holy shit, okay. Well, we've got competition. Do they actually talk about surfing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they actually
then
talk about surfing.
Well, then we're fine.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking, but I just thought because the name behind this, you know, we're supposed
surfboard.
To be surf-based.
Oh, well, it is. It is. We're watching the WSL.
Well, we're literally watching some surfing right now as we do this podcast.
Bells Beach,
but,
Australia.
Yeah, so they've got their own little shtick going on.
Okay. Well, they need to fucking back off a little bit, don't they?
Yeah.
Or are they? Maybe they're better and we need to join them. You know, can't beat them, join them styles. Like an orgy.
Like an orgy?
Mm.
If you can't beat what?
Well, you can't.
Well, no, that's the thing. I think we can beat them.
Okay.
I'm willing to try.
Yeah.
I think we just need to be a little bit more consistent with this. This is the episode 51. We only did our our 50th episode.
Okay, well, you take...
Century was our last episode. So, and that's over the span of 5 years. So it's like we haven't really been dedicated to this.
Yeah, true.
And now that we've got competition and people who are blatantly trying to steal what we've built, and I think it's that's maybe a wake-up call for us to step up our game.
Yeah, fair. Good call. I'll take on the fat cousin.
Yeah.
Just mentally. Well, I'm know, emotionally. Fat. Oh, is he not fat? I'm fat.
Yeah. Well, you're not fat.
I'm just sort of what I'm sort of, you know. Dad body.
You're dad solid.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm gutted. I don't even have any children that I know about, and I've got like a dad body.
Yeah. Yeah. But you've got a surfing dad body. So it's always strong. Mm. There's an inner strength there that you've built from years and years and years that keeps all of it relatively firm. Yeah. Mine's got no depth. Like, it's all jelly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, if you dig past those layers of fat, there's more layers of fat.
There's all this, and the muscle tissue's not that tight and taut from strength movements.
That's true. Just loose. You don't have any wiry strength whatsoever.
Not really, no. My wrist, my grip's terrible.
Yeah. See, that's what I've got. Like, I'm like... a Russian doll.
Yeah.
You know, you're like a Russian doll because you peel back the layers, you take one layer, oh, it's still Russian doll, oh, it's still just smaller Russian doll.
It just ended up with a little child. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not like that because, like, you take off this, you know, small layer of fat on the outside and then it's just all lean, svelte, muscular tissue.
Yeah.
But recently I felt like I'm kind of getting away from that because, well, the whole knee injury that I've been dealing with.
Yeah, I'm really sorry you're still dealing with that knee injury.
Yeah, it's really annoying because I can, like, literally do basically everything else that I want to do in my existence except go surfing. Like, I can't do that.
Well, that's all you really do. So it hits who you are.
Yeah, I know, that's my problem. Yeah. You're
not really
that. I don't have anything else.
Yeah.
All I have is surfing, and it's kind of like... It's this existential crisis that I've found myself having to deal with now that I've been out of the water for 6 weeks.
Have you had to, like, talk to your family and shit? Or?
Oh, it's gotten really weird. Like, I've actually had to, like, work on building relationships with people and being social, listening to people.
Ooh, wow, yeah, right, okay.
You know, doing just mundane tasks that normal people do. And just trying to actually build some form of existence that is not... purely based just on being a surfer, because at the moment I'm not a surfer.
No.
I'm 6 weeks out of the water. That, I mean, for a surfer, that's an entire lifetime. That's an eternity.
That's a long time, because a surfer years, that's 3 seasons.
And 6 weeks is, no, what was it?
Well,
no,
in no, surf years, because one week no, in one surf week, years is what?
One year surf year is like 5 normal years, so it's like times 5. I think it's times 5.
Yeah.
So 6 weeks is like 5, that's 30 weeks. That's
30 weeks. That's almost 6 months. 3/4 of a year.
Yeah. And that's a fucking long time to be out of the water, man. So in doing that, I have found that I do have like somewhat of like I'm empty, soulless, somewhat.
What are you doing for fun? Well, I guess if we want to start looking at the opportunities, what are you doing for fun at the moment?
For fun.
Yeah, how are you getting some enjoy?
I've been looking at a lot of cat videos online. Just find that they're always a good go-to if you're feeling down a little bit, just go and watch cat videos.
Are you masturbating a lot?
No, cat videos.
Like real ones? Well, don't do that.
Yeah, real cat videos.
Don't
do that. Not your type of cat videos.
Cat calling.
Yeah. No, I've just been doing that, and then I've actually been doing a little bit of... Nothing really.
That's probably to do, that's by a little bit of fat. You're feeling a bit fat, feeling a bit low, not surfing. It's alright, man. Injuries are normal. People get through them. It's part of the mental battle. That's part of the test in life. You know, Jesus wants us to do these kinds of things.
Is it a test that Jesus has put? Do you think this is a religious...
This is God.
This is a learning experience for me.
Yep.
God has put this in front of me and he said, you need to overcome this hurdle, because I gave Jesus all of these things to overcome.
Yeah, and this is a hurdle.
And it's a test.
It's a hurdle. So and he gave you everything. Like, you think about your body. When you're standing there naked, it's exceptional.
Mm.
Everything about it is nice. And
I was truly gifted.
He's taken some things away from you.
Yeah.
He gave them to you and then ripped the rug right out. And now you're, you know, dealing with this new Luke. It'll come back.
So you're saying that God...
This is definitely God.
That God made me slip off my surfboard.
Yep.
To teach me a lesson.
Yep.
About how to become a real human, real person.
Yep. And the importance of grip.
and the importance of traction on a twin fin surfboard.
Mm. And maybe a full deck grip is an option for you in the future, just as you're getting a bit heavier and a bit older.
So are you saying that Jesus used full deck grip?
Yep, Jesus used full deck grip. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
That's how he got Mary pregnant without sleeping with her.
I was going to say, there's no way he could like fuck anyone if he was using full deck grip. It's yeah. not attractive.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, he left traces, I think, and then she was sitting on it waiting out of the set. Yeah. And,
What was it called? Immaculate Conception.
Immaculate Conception. Yeah. Really, it just got stuck in this full track, just full in the grips of his full traction, the semen did, and because he lost a load on it, and then she borrowed his board and was sitting at the back, you know, they straddle and sit on it.
But are you talking about him losing a load on
Yeah. That's
what,
how Mary...
the guy?
Yeah.
No, that's insane.
No, it's true. He loved wood that much.
He loved wood.
Yep.
He was a carpenter, right?
Yep, and he carved his own boards.
Yeah.
And that's how...
And he used full traction.
Yep, and then he left his mark on them. That's how he knew it was a Jesus board. And then Mary...
Oh, so that was the Immaculate Conception.
Mary sat on it.
Well, because you're not going to get sex. Like I said, you're not going to get sex if you...
No, he was not going to get... No. Yeah. I reckon he actually knew what he was doing with her. Like, he knew that she was coming to buy it, so it was fresh.
I'll tell you what, the most attractive and sexy I've ever felt was when I was surfing a twin fin with no wax on, or with no grip on it.
Yeah.
Because it was just, you look at a board that is just full minimalist, right?
Yeah.
There's no traction on it, minimal logos. It just looks like something that you could put up on the wall of your house next to your pot plants and your decorative record collection.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it looks sexy. And when you're surfing something that looks sexy, you feel sexy.
And it looks good on Instagram.
I don't know if I'd trade that. I don't know if I'd trade looking that sexy for now not knowing who I am as a person. You know? Because even now, like, if I'm going to have sex, like, it's hollow and it's shallow because I'm not comfortable with who I am.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's really affecting all aspects and parts of your life.
Yeah, like I said, it's one of those really, like, existential crisis moments that don't come around very often in a person's life. But I'm going through one at the moment after being out of the water for 6 weeks.
Well, I got no advice for you, man. I've never really had to suffer any hardship. Everything's been real lucky for me. Mm. I think it's because I'm a white male.
I think it's that. But I'm a white male too, and I think that's probably... why this has hit me so hard is that I've not faced any form of oppression whatsoever, and then I find a small
your knee hurts
and
for
a little bump in the road, and I give a little owie on my knee, and then everything just
falls apart.
It just falls apart.
Start abusing your family, and
but it'll be interesting. Because I'm going to Bell's Beach for the surfing contest, professional contest.
Well, day one, we're recording this on
day
one.
Day one's on right now. We're kind
of
watching.
Started the podcast.
We started a long time ago.
Oh, that was a hell of a soft entry.
Well, that wasn't... it wasn't really a soft entry. We just went into it.
Anyway,
I'm going
to
Bell's Beach. Yeah, welcome to the podcast. I'm going to Bell's Beach, and I want to learn more about surfing and what it's like
Bell's Beach.
These professional surfers.
Melbourne.
Because this is their everything, right?
Yeah.
Surfing is my life, and I'm struggling mightily with not being able to do it for 6 weeks.
Yep.
But for these people, it's not
weeks.
Just their life and, you know, how their personality... But this is also, like, financially, this is their job as well.
Oh, yes, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their livelihood.
Mm.
Yeah, so you're going to go there. You're going to go to Bell's. You fly to Melbourne in Australia, southern Victoria.
Victoria, yes.
Yeah, and then you drive. How far away is Bell's Beach from Melbourne?
I think it's like an hour and a half. I've never been there. I don't know anything about the place. I've never been there, obviously, for one.
Point Break, right-hander.
It's a right-hander, right-hand Point Break. Never really had an incentive to go there.
Looks pretty cool.
It does. It looks like a beautiful place. Yeah. I've heard many good things about it. Not so much the waves, but just the place. Like, it's beautiful.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to going there and rubbing shoulders with professional surfers, who I feel like are my type of people.
Are you going to be, what do you mean? Why will you get let in, do you reckon?
What do you mean let in?
Well, you're not just going to turn up and rub shoulders with the pro surfers.
Well, that's what I'm going to try and do. I don't know who the gatekeepers of professional surfing are.
Well, if we look at the beach now, there's about 150 people on there.
Yeah.
You got to get past all them. Then there'll be a tent. There'll be security on the tent.
Well, I think there's multiple tents. It's not just one tent.
No, a couple of tents.
No, there's a few tents. So there'll be like the athlete tent, which is the...
sneak around the back maybe.
There'll be the athlete tent. I don't know how I'm going to get in there. I'll try and weasel my way in there somehow. Because I feel like that's somewhere that I'll belong. Maybe at first I'll feel a little uncomfortable.
Shirt off.
Hanging around people who are elite athletes.
Yeah.
But then I think after a while, I will, you know, hopefully, you know, build some strong friendships with these people.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. It'll be nice. Are you going to make any sort of content over there? Are you going to record some stuff or are you just going to go for a holiday?
I'm making a full-length documentary.
On the Bells Beach?
On Italo Ferreira.
On Italo Ferreira.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and how he's there? Managed to come from where he has to being someone who has achieved, you know, they've reached the upper echelon of their sport, obviously culminating in a world title in 2019.
Yeah.
But he's managed to do this, and this is the part of the documentary, is that he's managed to be a world champion, but also doesn't know how to swing a fucking golf club at all.
Oh, that's quite rare.
It is very rare. It's an anomaly. Because I saw a video clip of him from the last event, and he was trying to swing a golf club, and he couldn't do it. And it was so refreshing to see, because basically every other professional athlete on the face of the planet is into golf.
Yeah. You think NBA, the stars are playing golf.
Michael Jordan, big golfer. Steph Curry.
Great golfer. You think of the All Blacks here in New Zealand, rugby team. All into golf.
Yeah. Kelly Slater, golfer.
Is he Kelly Slater golf?
Julian Wilson.
Cricketers, golf.
Julian Wilson literally started a fucking golf clothing brand.
Did he?
Yeah.
Smart move.
Yeah, smart
his
move.
Brand, I mean, get into something else.
Hybrid.
Bring his mates over. Yeah.
So it was so refreshing to see Italo Ferreira. It was like he was lost. He was completely lost.
So he can't swing a club.
He can't swing a club. But the thing that I loved about it was the smile on his face when he couldn't swing a club, but he did not give a fuck.
Nah.
That's what I loved about it.
Because he's so good at something else.
He's so good at surfing. Who gives a shit
about fucking stupid golf?
Stupid golf.
And it's like, where is he from?
He's from like the favelas.
Do they even have golf over there? Isn't golf like made up in Scotland with white people?
What
have you got? Where they hit, like, I've got golf stuff.
So he was like, hold on, I'll stand back here.
Yeah, you're gonna whack me, man.
I'm not gonna whack you with the golf club. But his form was like, he was just holding it and
there's no room in here.
There's enough room in here. No, he was hot, so he was just holding the golf club. He was wearing those black tracksuit pants. He was wearing a ping and slinger bum bag. Like along here, he looked like a
essay,
and he was just like swinging it like a fucking baseball bat.
Yep,
and he did not care.
Did he hit the ball?
Beautiful. No, he didn't hit the ball.
Oh.
But anyway, I'm gonna go make a documentary about him.
Okay, and his golfing.
I'm not actually. I might. Oh. I don't know what I'm gonna film when I'm over there.
We just have to see what happens.
Yeah, that's one. Well, that's exciting. Something that's on the cards.
And a wild card, you can't even sneak your way in with some impressive surfing to the side, and they'll be like, "Who's that?" Because you got no knee.
Nah, I got no knee, and then also we're watching the event now. It's already started.
Oh fuck yeah! You need to be there now,
it's
man.
A little bit late for that.
Geordie Smith in there now. He'd be my favourite, and out of those three,
I also thought
Who's
about
genitals.
Genitals. Oh, Ian. Genital.
Oh, there's
Ian.
No...
He's the only. I think he's the only pro surfer now called Ian.
There's not many Ians
that
are into like cool things like surfing.
I've talked about this probably three times on this podcast.
Have you? Yeah. See, that's how I don't even remember.
About how it's just a weird name for a professional surfer to be called Ian.
Yeah, unlucky. Is there another famous Ian before him?
Ian, There was some other guy, Ian. There was another Ian.
Why do
Ian.
They all have cool names?
What do you mean?
Surfers.
We've talked about this too. Yeah. They do have cool names.
Why?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with the small towns that maybe a lot of them are brought up in. And they want to give their child a memorable name so that...
So they knew they were going to be pro surfers from the start.
No, I don't even think it's that. I think the memorable name is something that's helped them push their careers forward. This guy, Ian... Like, he's probably had to overcome a lot of hurdles by being called Ian. It's not a marketable name.
Now you get thrown straight into a box of just written normalness when you're called Ian, don't you?
So he doesn't even have a main sponsor. And I'll tell you what, in large part, it's because his name's Ian.
Yeah.
If his name was like Alessandro or something like that, he'd probably be sponsored by Rip Curls.
Which is just like Alex.
It's like Alex for South Americans. Yeah. But if his name was Alessandro, that I guarantee he'd be fucking sponsored.
Yeah. But, or if he had a girl's name, like Kelly.
Yeah, or Kelly. But it's Kelly, see, it's something different. It's something that stands out.
Mm.
And that's why I think the parents of these professional surfers were like, all right, I know my son, my daughter, if I want to give them the best chance that I can, a good life of being a memorable person, I've got to name them something fucked up. Well, not even fucked up, but just something different, something that stands out, something that's not like Tim, John, Luke is obviously an anomaly. It's a great name.
Fantastic.
Very bland, but very good.
Well, what about, I guess the most famous, I don't think he's a world champ, with the boring name would probably be Mark.
Mark, yeah. But then he's called Oki.
Yeah, his last name's so cool that they were like, we have to dumb down his first name, because his last name's fucking Big Dog.
Well, his first name was so fucking boring that he had to, like, supersede that name.
He had to keep it boring. Oki.
Doesn't matter if it's Mark. Yeah, right? There's Mark. Fucking Mark. Although there were two Toms, Tom Carroll and Tom Curran.
Tom.
Yeah.
There's always a Tom, though, even in movies.
Tom,
like Tom.
I think Tom is a strong
Tom Hanks,
name,
Tom Cruise, Tom Curran.
Yeah.
Yeah, every industry.
Name, you think about the Toms, and they've always been people that have, like, achieved greatness. Because it is a strong name.
Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom. That's, yeah.
He was just good at what he does.
Yeah.
You know? Which is, again, strong strength.
You know a specific
Peeping Tom? Oh, yeah. Have you not met Peeping Tom? He's a shocker. That's how he got his nickname.
Probably one of his mates, from Levin.
Well, he's...
You would have had a few Peeping Toms in Levin, I reckon.
Yeah. Yep. But he's from Foxton.
Foxton. Or Foxton Fizz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make that. It's a good product, actually.
Fizzy drink.
Yep. So,
what are you talking about?
Well, we've got a few things. Where we're going to do the podcast, we've got a few things on the list.
No. I was going to say this, like carrying on from me going to Bell's Beach, is what do you reckon about this? Like, I've been thinking about doing it, and if I get the opportunity, I'm not sure if I should or not, because I'm not sure if socially it's acceptable or legally.
Oh, I'm so happy acceptable. You haven't told me what it is yet. So you're not sure if socially good or legally good?
Yeah. No, it's nothing out of hand. It's something that people actually do quite often. But
because
Kelly Slater is having another child. You knew that Kelly Slater was having a kid, right?
I didn't know Kelly Slater was having another child.
Yeah, well, Kelly Slater's having a kid. And I was just thinking...
He's having another... So how many kids has he got?
Well, he's got two that are known by the public.
Two legitimate children.
Two legitimate children.
To who? Pamela.
I assume it's Pamela.
Yeah.
Because I think his first kid was around the 90s.
Yeah.
And he was obviously like...
Who are Slater's kids? Are they like famous and cool and like...
You'd think they'd just gnarly automatically surfers. Be amazing surfers.
Yeah. What are they about? Do you know?
I think his daughter, like, because he's got a daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And she's an artist, I think. So she's good at something.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want to be the best in the world at something and then have your spawn...
Just
be normal
bags.
People.
Yeah.
No one wants the spawn of elite athletes to be normal people.
Yeah. You want them to be, just continue on the legacy.
Yeah, you want them.
There's a bit of pressure on them, and then when they are just like shitty little artists,
yeah,
it probably does feel a little bit hard on them, so that's why they hide.
Yeah, they hide from the public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Okay, so Kelly's having,
like,
a baby.
Yeah, because it's like LeBron James, his kids...
Oh, yeah.
Have to try and live up to his hype as well.
And one of them, they are, aren't they?
No.
Oh, they're not.
Well, it's hard when you're the best of all time.
Yeah.
The boat. Then how are you like, as a spawn of a someone like that? How the fuck are you going to live up to that?
Is his son's name, like, LeBron Jr.?
Yeah, so he put a lot of expectation on his son by literally calling him his own name.
Is his son really his name, LeBron?
LeBron. His son is called LeBron.
James.
LeBron James Jr., yeah. So he's like, I'm just going to have another one of me.
I truly didn't know that. I just asked that out.
But he must have been pretty young when he came up with that name. My name.
Yeah, and is it his eldest?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a family thing or a traditional thing.
I think too, probably.
Cultural,
like,
thing.
For a professional athlete, you're focusing all this time and energy on playing professional sport at the highest level that you don't have any time to put into coming up with baby names.
Yeah. Imagine being LeBron James Jr. if he doesn't make it. You're still LeBron James Jr., though.
You're still LeBron James Jr.
You've got lots of money.
As long as you carve out a niche in something.
But I saw something in the news that he was, like, in the realm to maybe play with Bron.
He is, but he had a heart attack like about 6 months ago. LeBron James Jr.
Oh.
Yeah. So that really set him back quite a bit. He's still a really good
He was trying
player.
Real hard, eh?
Yeah.
He's like putting too much
he
pressure.
He was trying to have too much pressure
stress.
From his dad that he had a fucking heart attack.
Jesus.
He's like, I've got to be as good as my dad. I've got to be as good as my dad. And then his heart just went, no, you won't. Fucking boom.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't name.
Gnarly.
If I named my kids Luke, they'd be like, fuck, I don't even have to do anything to live up to that.
I don't have to live up to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank that, God he didn't yeah. name me like Ian or something.
Yeah.
I had to like overcome my limitations of my name.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway,
okay,
what I was
so
going to say...
Kelly's had a baby, man. Another
no,
one.
No, no, he hasn't had a baby. But all I was going to say is I wanted to rub his wife's belly.
Yeah, like a little Buddha.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little... And you look her in the eyes when you do it and you say something that's kind of nice but a little bit weird.
Yeah, just like it's nice to... No, I wanted to like do it and say, ooh, little tub tub.
Yeah.
Like that, just... Yeah,
I'll just be like, it's so nice to feel you.
Yeah. And so, then they're like, what are you cooking in there?
Yeah.
Right? Something
yeah.
like that.
Hungry
ooh,
fella.
What are you cooking in there?
Yeah.
It's like, I bet that's good. Oh, you got, what are you cooking in there? A little future world champ.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Pressure on from straight away. Ooh, you got a little world champ in there. A little, hey, you got a little 12 times world champ cooking up in there, do you?
Oh.
You know, something like that. Just okay. So, just to set that tone so... That baby already knows from that rub that I've rubbed on the belly.
The way you do that.
That child has to live up to some serious expectations.
I can promise you she's going to feel really uncomfortable when you do it. Because when you did that to me, then your whole technique, the way that you did that.
The way that I rubbed your belly.
The way that you like sort of, you don't have to.
Is it too
you know
aggressive?
How you pierced your fingers in?
Yeah.
Don't grip.
Don't
keep,
grip.
Keep it flat. When,
yeah.
you, when you do the grip, it's like you're trying to grab the bag or...
No, when I put the grip in there, it's like I'm rubbing a belly with intent.
Yeah.
You know?
You're very accurate.
When I'm rubbing that belly.
Because what
I
do you...
want to do a soft, like a soft one's almost just like sliding around. That's creepier.
Well, did you feel your pinky though? You went about three quarters of an
right
inch.
In there. I was actually surprised that I
in
could
my
get
belly.
That deep into your belly button.
I know, but I through my shirt.
Yeah.
No one's ever done that to me before.
That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. I want Kelly Slater's child to know that it has some expectations to live up to.
Why will her baby... When will you have that opportunity? And who is...
At Bowles at the comp.
Oh, is he there?
He's there. Kelly Slater competed. He did really well.
Is his missus with there? Does he take her missus with him?
Yep. They were, she was on the live stream before.
Oh, so it's not Pam.
She's there.
This time around,
either. No, not Pamela. They broke up like 30 years ago, I think. So they haven't been together for a while.
Who's he banging now?
His girlfriend?
What's her name?
Kalani.
It's not Slater though, doesn't marry her, like Leo, eh?
Hey, Leo, yeah.
Yeah, they don't marry,
like Leo.
Rich famous dudes don't marry the,
don't
the woman, do they?
No, I guess.
Just gets them hapu,
yeah.
pregnant, and then just kind of backs off a little bit.
Well, Leo just hit the big
How did he get pregnant?
25. With the penis, I think. And
yeah, but
you're
supposed to wear protection for that kind of shit against that kind of stuff, you know? I didn't. Look at me. I'm living proof of what that look feels and looks like.
Yeah, you're a man that's had sex twice.
I know.
Like, legally, like, yeah.
You must always use protection.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I find abstinence is the best form of protection.
Yeah. Is that... Why do you abstain? Religious reasons?
Not really religious reasons.
Performance anxiety?
A little bit of that.
The missus doesn't want to do it, doesn't want to go near you? We don't have to get into this now.
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable talking about this. Mm. I'd rather talk about other people's like
sex
sexual
lives.
Performance
yeah,
and
yeah,
sex lives
yeah,
rather
yeah,
than my own.
Me too.
Yeah, because that's our podcast. Well, you don't actually talk about yourself.
Well,
I'm all about judging other people, but I don't want to dive into any of my own personal stuff.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
okay.
Crazy.
It is. I'm good.
Well, where to next?
What would we talk about
on
next?
On the fucking agenda. You've written it down.
I just
want to move on. I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Well,
I told you that I'm struggling with dealing... trying to deal with who I am as a person because I haven't surfed in 6 weeks.
Well, there's viewer questions.
Can you just make this fucking easier on
Well, there's viewer questions here that have come in from your Instagram and from your viewership.
Yep, great.
So do you want to run through those real quick and offer some chat on that?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay,
please.
So viewer question, this has come from...
Wait, hold on. Just checking the camera real quick there because we had some technical difficulties before.
Why do most of your questions come from anonymous people?
Oh, shit. What? Why do they come from anonymous people?
Yeah.
Well,
no one wants to say that, be their name, or do they give you their name? I just can't see that.
No, I don't know if they do, but like most of the questions are really stupid. So well, if one, I was asking the questions that people have been asking me, I would want to remain anonymous.
Yeah. So like the first one is, do you actually ice bath? I guess this is after you doing that video about ice baths and polar plunges.
I've done like two.
Yep.
I've done like two of them.
I saw something on the internet the other day that flashed up that said to me that ice baths age you real fast because it just puts your body into stress and it tries to deal with it, and that actually ages you.
Yeah, I'd buy that. I mean, at this point, I'd buy anyone. If someone's convincing enough, I'll probably believe it.
Mm. So the shock, because don't they say it gives you the shock and then you want your body to experience the fight or flight? But your body can only do that so many times. It's quite a big stress load on the body. Shock it into fight or flight every morning. And that happens to everyone. That actually stresses your body out.
It does sound very stressful.
That was just Instagram talking.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because you can just kind of make up a theory with anything now.
Yeah.
And if your pitch is strong enough,
yeah,
if you're that convincing, then people will buy into it. Kind of like ice baths. Yeah. Like someone said, all right, yeah, it's good for your immunity, it's good for recovery, inflammation, blah, blah, blah. If you come up with all that shit and have a few little stats to back it up, people will believe that. My whole idea, my theory with the ice bath thing was, people do it because it reminds you how shit it could be. Like being cold is very uncomfortable.
It's horrible, yeah.
And then it's just like, hey, you could be this uncomfortable.
Regularly. All day.
But we're going to, and then you get back out, and it's kind of a perspective thing.
Life's better now.
It's a perspective thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's good. Like, you should put yourself in a little chamber where, like, people poke sticks at you and push it through and you get hurt and you're like, ah, that's just, like, not nice and pleasurable.
Yeah.
Because there's people, you know, that could be you. There's people living that.
Well, my friend, that's called acupuncture.
Yeah.
That's another.
So then you get out and then you go, whew, fuck, that's over.
You ever tried a Shakti mat?
I have.
Same shit. You lie on one of those for 5 minutes. Fucking horrible.
I can't even get onto them.
Stop lying on it and you feel great. And then your body just remembers the endorphins rushing through your body after the Shakti mat.
Yeah.
And then that's how you get hooked on this weird, like, wellness and health shit.
Yeah. It's actually the aftermath.
It's the after.
It's the pleasure. After.
It's not during it.
The after pleasure.
No one enjoys being in a fucking ice bath. I guarantee you that much. No one ever enjoys being in an ice bath. They enjoy being out of an ice bath.
Yeah.
So it's not really about ice bathing isn't the thing. It's not being in an ice bath.
Yeah.
That is the real ice bathing.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Ice bathing.
Yeah. Or bathing if it's for just by yourself and if you're with multiple people.
One bath.
It's bathing.
Yeah.
What do you do? People. What do you do for employment?
Someone asked that again because that was on the last podcast.
Every time.
Someone said, "What's your job?"
Do you want to reiterate?
I thought I explained that pretty well. I was an early childhood.
Education,
sort of teacher, practicer.
Well, just more a babysitter at parks.
Yeah, kind of like a babysitter at parks.
Yeah. And so have you used that? Was
I'm not. I'm not doing that anymore.
Have you got anything in
grind? Just like word got out after that last podcast.
Yeah.
And then like some like
mums asked
you
to leave.
Angry. The parents and stuff. They were just more like terrified for their child's safety and well-being.
Yeah.
So it kind of like that sort of the bottom fell out of that.
And you did get asked to move on, didn't you, by the police?
No, it was just at that one park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you doing anything now or are you just sort of relaxing?
I'm currently on the government payroll.
Okay.
Mm.
You get like a little, what are you doing, working for what?
Well, it's just, in New Zealand, we've got such a good, like, government here.
Oh, yeah.
We're able, if
the Dole.
It's not called the Dole.
No. Oh.
You can't call it that anymore.
You're on the dole?
No, that's actually a derogatory term, thank you.
Why?
If you say someone's on the dole, that's actually a derogatory term.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, like,
you can't say that
assuming
anymore.
Someone's gender?
No, it's like you're experiencing financial hardship.
Oh, yeah, is that what
Yeah.
So that's how you get on the dole.
You don't
talk?
You're experiencing financial hardship.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can't even say, like, unemployment isn't even, you can't say unemployment.
Unemployment anymore. Benefit?
No, you can't say that. It's you're experiencing financial.
So is it the financial hardship grant?
It's something like that. I can't remember what it is.
Oh,
nice.
I just
money comes up in the bank account every fortnight.
What do you do? Are you gambling it?
Yeah.
Mm.
But I'm actually looking forward to starting my new venture and maybe one day making money off this podcast.
Yep. Well, let's keep moving
until
on.
Until then.
Content.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have? Do surfers have big penises? It's a personal question.
First off, I've only got a very small sample size, so I'm going to go with yeah. Surfers have actually quite fantastically large penises.
Yeah. Well.
But that, I mean, to, once again, that is a small sample size. Like that's just, you know, myself really.
Not in wetsuits. You know, when I'm in a wetsuit, I feel very small, and I often come when I'm coming back in from the water and I'm going back up the beach, I have to cover myself with my hand or my board or with my knees. That's why I sit like I do now, because I just feel very insecure about my penis size, mostly in a wetsuit as I come up. Yeah. And it's not like that bad, you know.
No, but there is a vulnerability, I think.
Yeah, it's
about
just like it looks like a little pecker. Yeah.
You know, like you think about it, like all the times that you get up on stage and you're wearing those tights when you're doing those Peter Pan
shows,
plays
good,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's, you're really exposing your genitalia and it feels really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You think about surfers, we're essentially doing a Peter Pan showcase every time we go surfing.
Yeah, but I, you know, in the Peter Pan show,
yeah,
that I wasn't so worried. I packed that.
Did you pack that up?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was like a looking... Like
it looked healthy,
normal,
eh?
Like it looked
healthy.
Nah,
I gotta
be
honest.
Did it look over the top? I think you did a good job.
Oh, well, that was...
It
that was
like it was over the
I
top.
I came out of makeup and wardrobe and they were like, that's way too much padding. I had this big sausage dog rolling down the side of my thigh. And then they sort
were
of...
Were they like, it's pen, not penis pad.
Yeah, yeah, that's
know?
Right.
Yeah, they would have said that.
So
eh?
They did.
Yeah.
And then I... So they just wound it right back and we just had a little mound.
Yeah.
But
no, I thought that was very realistic.
Yeah, but if you do that in the water, all the tissue comes out and breaks up, and then you take your wetsuit off, and it looks like you've tried to wipe your bum or something, put your wetsuit on, you've got toilet paper coming over, it's really bad.
Yeah, the problem that I've seen with people that try that out in the surf is that you have shaped into this perfect dick-shaped mound.
A pair of socks?
Yeah, people try a pair of socks. I've only seen guys that have like used tissue papers, and it's kind of smudge and it smears out to this weird looking mound.
Yeah,
so it almost looks like they've got a little plate.
Yeah,
you know,
sitting in front of them.
Yeah, sitting in front
of them. What's that there?
Genitals.
You got? It's a weird little genital area.
Hmm.
Little landing pad.
Yeah, but yeah, surfers do have big and small penises, I think.
Well, I think you'll find that the guys with board shorts on don't have big penises, because imagine if the sway, if you had the big donger underneath, would throw your balance out, you'd lose your centre of gravity. So big dick riders often always wear wetsuits
in
all weather.
Always wear wetsuits. Because
even in the hot water.
It creates a pendulum effect.
Yeah.
I find that when I'm in the tropics and I'm wearing board shorts,
you
almost want to go get a little bit of tape.
Yeah, wind it back, because it's and it moves after you do.
Yeah.
So you throw your legs, there's a delay.
Mm.
It's like swinging
a
bat.
So it throws off your turns.
Yeah.
Unless you can kind of time it. Sometimes you have to like do this weird timing on your bottom turns.
Yeah.
It's almost like a two-stage thing.
Whip your pelvis.
When you're just waiting for your penis to catch up to the rest of your body.
Yeah, whack. And then it follows you around. And then it actually pulls your nose around quicker too.
Yeah.
Anyway. So what was the answer? They do. Some of them do.
Yeah, some do and some don't. I guess
it's a range.
It's a spectrum, really, isn't it? Penis size.
Well, it's on the same sort of topic. It's weird. Mm. How does BJJ help surfing?
BJJ.
Yeah.
Is that blowjob job?
Yeah, blowjob job.
Blowjob job.
Well,
I'm sure there's something. BJJ means something else. Blowjob job. What? How does blowjob job help for what?
How does a blowjob job help surfing? Well, I guess it's just relaxed.
Sorry, I'm just going to Google
calm,
what BJJ
you sort of real reset.
BJJ something else, but I've looked.
No, it's blowjob job.
Blowjob
which,
job.
But I don't know why you need the extra job. Maybe they've just made a typo there.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, BJJ.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, yeah. Because I thought it was blowjob job as well.
Yeah.
Because if someone says, what's BJJ? I'll be like, well, that's blowjob job. I don't know where you need two jobs. Is that two girls doing it?
Or one girl,
you know?
Two,
that's what you
two
think.
J's,
yeah.
One B.
Because when I'm searching, if I want to search for, like, two girls or whatever.
BJJ.
BJJ, I'm searching.
And BBJ
BJJ.
Is two dudes, one girl.
Yeah.
She's going bop, bop between lollipop.
Yeah.
So
that's why
there.
It's, like, you got to be specific. That's why I do not like acronyms. I fucking hate acronyms. Because it's so, like, this person meant Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But why can't you just fucking say that? Why do you have to acronymize everything?
Yeah.
And then get us confused and then
real
maybe a little bit half-chubbed thinking about two girls on the end, you know, the videos that you've seen when you Google BJJ into the internet. But I don't know how it helps surfing because I don't do BJJs or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so I couldn't tell you. I guess it helps with
strength.
I don't even know what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is. Don't they just get down wrestling on the ground?
And it's grappling and it's like
it's aggressive hugging.
Yeah, it's probably the hardest thing to fight.
To be honest, it almost sounds similar to an actual BJJ.
Yeah.
A blowjob job and a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu sound very similar.
I'd actually like a BJ from...
But maybe similar sort of end goal, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
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 The same conclusion. Same result. And what I mean by that is ejaculation.
Yeah, or pain in the wrists because you get hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
I often get hurt.
Oh, you get hurt.
In a BJ.
Either or.
Yep.
Yeah. Great question though. Lovely.
Yeah, interesting. We've got, what do we got on here?
Oh, I'm just going to check the camera again. It's wigging me out. It's technology these days.
Is it the awards?
It's supposed to be reliable.
Is it the award segment of the show?
Is it the award segment?
Yep.
Good fucking question.
Because you got Goofy Footer of the Week and the Natural Footer of the Week.
Yeah, okay, let's get on to it. Go on.
Natural Footer of
the Week. Okay, Goofy Footer of the Week. It's the award section of the show where we give away one award. Actually, two awards. One's an award and one's like an anti-award. So Goofy Footer of the Week. Goofy Footer of the Week is essentially an award given to someone who embodies the spirit of a true Goofy Footer. Someone who's just like a beautiful soul. Someone who's like good, maybe got a good tan.
Good oral hygiene. They wash their hands before they eat.
Yeah, well-manicured.
Well-manicured. Just healthy, strong, yeah. Successful, kind.
They smile at the right times.
Yep.
Happy.
Happy.
You know? And so this week I've decided to give Goofy Footer of the Week to dogs. Dogs. Oh, apart from Wolf.
Wolfie, why not?
Not Wolf. Yeah. He's annoying.
You're a fucking dog.
Sorry, Wolf. But like all other dogs apart from Wolf, they get Goofy Footer of the Week.
Yep.
Just because, like... I mean, really, they should be Goofy Footer of the Week every week.
They got four legs, man.
Yeah,
they got
four legs, and that's why they can't be Goofy Footer of the Week every... I can't even say that word.
They're
Goofy
both.
Footer of the Week every week. Because they are dual starts.
What do you do? Like, stand-up paddleboarders, man. They're standing facing forward.
They are. They are the original stand-up paddleboarders. And I guess that's how stand-up paddleboarders got their stance.
Yeah.
Well, they were looking at how solid dogs were when dogs stood on surfboards, and they're like, well, maybe if I do that, because I probably have the same level of ability on a surfboard as a dog does, which is obviously
5'8".
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they just took that stance of a dog.
That's right.
And why isn't it called dog stance? Well, doggy style.
Doggy style surfing. Yeah. I always wondered where stand-up paddleboarding would have come from.
Yeah.
And you're right.
So stand-up paddleboarders are actually doing doggy style.
Doggy
there's
style. Because no they're standing face forward. There's no stance there.
There's no stance. It's doggy style.
They should have all four paws down if they want to do it properly.
Yeah.
You know, feet.
Put your paddle down. Put your hands down at the front of your board and do it properly.
Yeah.
Stop doing it half-assed with just 2 feet forward. Get them hands and put them on the front of the board.
Yeah.
But anyway, Goofy Footer of the Week. Dogs.
Okay.
Love dogs.
Natural Footer of the Week, which is the opposite.
Obviously, this is the opposite. There's a yin to every yang, a night to every day, and up to every down. And that's why we have to balance out Goofy Footer of the Week with Natural Footer of the Week. And that goes to, like, an entity that's just a real scumbag. Piece of shit, like, bad oral hygiene.
Yeah. There are lots of different issues, actually. Like, bad hearing. Yeah.
Bad hearing.
They often get those little bones that grow in the side of their ears and they don't listen to their family and they blame it on that. And then they go and get half the hearing test but don't like go through with it.
Yeah, emotionally unstable.
Often lie about bits of gambling and stuff going on inside the family home.
A lot of gambling debt. Bruno Mars level kind of gambling debt.
Has Bruno Mars got big gambling problems?
He's got massive gambling debt. He owes a casino $25 million.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, so
24 karat
he's
magic.
A natural footer, and he's a midget too. So he's really a natural footer. But anyway, natural footer of the week this week goes to surfing dogs. Surfing dogs. Well, not surfing dogs. Like so the people that make the dogs go surfing.
So not actual dog
surfing, because that would be fucking retarded.
I thought you were calling stand-up paddleboarders them, because, you know, they were the surfing dogs.
Yeah, well, no, they're not surfing dogs. They're literal dogs that are out there surfing. But then not really the dog surfing. The people...
push them into the wave.
Push the dogs into the wave. Because, you know, they're not out there. A dog has never said, hey, hey Jeff, can you take me surfing this afternoon?
No.
A dog has never fucking said that because dogs do not speak.
No.
They do not speak English. They do not speak
They don't say words.
Spanish. They don't fucking speak. They don't have the ability to tell someone that they want to go surfing. So...
They can communicate through, like, waggling tails and showing excitement. But I've never seen a dog on a surfboard wagging its tail. It's often ears down, kind of crouched.
Stressed.
Looks like they're about to be hit.
Stressed to buggery.
Yeah. Like, if you're about... when you're going to really beat a dog.
Yeah.
You know that, like, behavior.
You're a fucking wolf.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, you stay down there, you little fuck. Yeah. No, you can see it. Their ears are timid. Back
they cower and cry. Very timid. That's often what a dog looks like. If you search it on YouTube and have a look, you'll see the dog looks like it's just about to be beaten.
Yeah. And it's the exact same thing with dogs out in the surf trying to go surfing.
So it's to the owners of the dogs that get your natural photo of the week. It's a good person to give it to.
I think that's a good one, eh? Yeah. And it's never talked about. But you see these videos, people trying to go viral on the internet by taking their poor dog out for fucking surfing.
Canine.
Oh, man.
Land-based mammal.
Get rid of it. Scrap it.
Yeah. Just let it stand on the beach and be stressed about when you're coming back like everybody else.
Yeah. Just leave it on the beach.
So it can fight other dogs.
No, it's, you know, it's what the absence makes the heart grow fonder. Oh, treat them mean, keep them keen. Yeah. It's the same thing with dogs.
Yep.
You know, you go for a surf, you leave your dog on the beach where it belongs so it can get lonely and it'll miss you and you'll come back in and it'll start wagging its tail and you've got a wonderful relationship with that dog.
And how nice is that to paddle into? Yeah. You know, normally when you're paddling to see someone you know, it's been like, you've been out there for fucking ages.
Yeah, but a dog
how
is
long
just
you been
stuck.
Out there? You said 40 minutes. It's been 2 hours.
And that's probably what a dog would say if they could talk. But they can't fucking talk. And that's why we know that they're not saying that they want to go surfing this afternoon, Jeff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good award system. Nice.
Yeah.
That wraps up your whole agenda.
That's pretty much the whole shebang, eh?
Yeah. Do you want to finish the podcast with sign language? And just
with sign language.
Because you've been learning it lately.
I can't remember because I actually learned some sign language for this video that I made.
Yeah.
About surfers claiming.
Yeah, which I thought was really clever because they need something.
They need something because it's a great way to show your emotion claiming.
Mm.
But then it's also not really saying what you clearly what you want.
Yeah, you can be so precise if you sign language.
Yeah.
What did you teach? What did you sort of offer? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I think this one was about money. That one's money.
Money!
It was like...
But I've seen people do that. I suppose that's money.
It's like, give me... No, that's not even a sign for money.
That's just like T-Pain in a hip-hop video,
just
eh?
People when they're in strip clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the... I think maybe that's the... I'm in a strip club and I want to pay the strippers money.
A dollar at a time.
But this one's doing a different one. It's similar but different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't remember any of the fucking...
Well, I know that one there is bullshit. So you hold your hand like a devil horn, and then the forearm down to your elbow, and then you make the bum hole split.
Nice.
Yeah, bullshit there.
Do you know what this one is?
Nah.
Have you seen that one before?
Never.
Oh, fuck. We gotta go.
Okay.
Thanks for making it this far and watching the podcast.
Yeah. If you did.
And thank you, Interloper, for not giving a fuck about golf. Stay true to who you are.